You know, God basically did my sermon already. So, you know, we are in a season right now where we have to understand it's not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Without the Spirit of God, nothing can be done. With the Spirit of God, everything can be done. And if we just understand a little bit of the timelines that we are in and where the Lord is busy taking us and what's happening on the planet right now, you know, this is at the hour where you have to be very close to God. Let me say it like this. Jesus never came to set up a religion. Jesus came to set up a kingdom. Can I say that again? He didn't come to create Christianity. Christianity was something that was created because people looked at the people that hanged out of Jesus and they saw that these people look so much like Jesus, they must be Christ-like. That's where we get the whole word Christian and Christianity from. So Jesus never came up to set up a religion. Jesus came up to set up a kingdom. Are you with me? And for us to set up that kingdom upon the earth, we have to have the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, it cannot be done. With the Holy Spirit, everything can be done. That's why you have to understand that Jesus came with one mission and one mission only, and that is to take over the earth. Can I say that again? He wanted the earth back. Adam lost it. Jesus came to restore it. The Bible calls Jesus the last Adam, the final Adam. There's not another one to come. But I want you to see that Jesus had all of heaven that was residing inside of him. The Bible says he had the Spirit without measure. Can you imagine? And for 30 years and a half, he walked with the Spirit without measure. And the Bible says that there was times, Matthew 10, Luke 10, that he sent his disciples out with the power to cast out devils, with the authority to cast out devils, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, etc. And they came back rejoicing, saying, Lord, they are submitting to us in your name. And Jesus said, do not be glad that the demons are submitting to me or to you in my name. Rather be glad that your names are written in the book of life. Why? Why did Jesus say that? Because there's a power of God, John chapter number 10, where the Bible says that if he or you and I, whoever is in the hands of the Lord, there's nothing on earth, there's nothing in heaven, there's nothing below the earth that can take us out of the hands of God. Nothing. There's nothing powerful enough. But we have to understand where we are. And, you know, I always say, you know, I like to teach prophetically so that we can understand the time and the hour. We're in a time right now where we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Playing Christianity is done. You cannot be a Christian on a Sunday and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we entertain other things in our lives. No, we have to be full on, fully devoted, fully crucified Christians in this hour, filled with the Holy Ghost, filled with power. Because listen, God wants not just fill us, he wants to show up and show off upon our lives. Oh, can I have an amen for that? And so you have to know the timelines that we are in, the things, and I'll just say it quickly in summary. I'll say just two things on this because I want you to understand the urgency to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And this morning again, I'm going to make sure this morning that every single person, I don't want to have any person sitting in Power Church or across all any of our locations and you are not filled with the Holy Ghost. Now is not the hour not to be filled. You have to know Him. The Bible says we know not the hour nor the time, though there will be signs all around us that will tell us the coming of the Lord is imminent. And Jesus says, when I come, there will be 10 virgins. 5 of them will have oil and 5 of them will not have oil. Jesus says then when he comes, the 5 that did not have oil cannot go in with him. Oh, come on. Are you there? Are you with me? Cannot go in with him. And then they say to the ones that have oil, they say, please, can we go and go buy oil quickly and come back? And then when they go buy oil and they come back, it's too late. And the Messiah says, or the bridegroom says that is on the inside, he says, I don't know you. The word by year is the word relationship, or it means relationship. It means only those that have relationship with Jesus Christ will be filled of oil. Those that do not know the Lord and play or make as if they know the Lord, because it's two types of Christians here. Those that are really filled of oil and those that pretend to be. Are you there? Are you with me? The definitive factor will be the coming of the Lord. And if we ever wanted to know, I taught you in this church before, I said to you, 2 Timothy chapter number 3, the 18 signs or the 25 signs of the type of people that will be on the planet has happened. It's come and gone. Romans chapter number 1 that speaks about the four dimensions of worship, that has come and gone. Daniel chapter number 7 is playing right off in front of our eyes with Ezekiel chapter number 38, 39 and Revelation 20. All of these things are playing off. Russia's invasion right now into the Ukraine is not something that must catch us off guard. The world is not falling out of pieces. The world is falling into place for the coming of the Lord. Oh, let me say that again, that everybody get it. The world is not falling to pieces. The world is falling into place so that God can pour out His Spirit once again. And what we will see, let me tell you, we will see a power being released in this hour upon the saints. The saints will do great and mighty exploits in this hour. We will see more souls coming into the kingdom in this hour than any other hour before. And your question should be only one question. Why are you alive in this hour? Why did God choose you in this place, in this hour to serve the Lord? Can I tell you why? It is everything about souls. We have given our lives for souls, and we will be the generation that will see the coming of the Lord. We will be the generation that will see and hear that trumpet sound and that vast army coming through the heavens. Oh, can you imagine? And the Bible says two will be next to one will be taken, one will be left. Two will be working in the field, one will be taken, one will be left. The Bible says two will be in bed together, one will be taken, one will be left. That is the season. And if I can tell you prophetically, everything is happening exactly like the Bible says. The Bible is the only book that tells you about the future before the future happens. And so this invasion that we just saw, is everything is written in the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 38, 39, speaks about the prince of Rosh invading. Speaks about Chog. Chog means leader. Machog means the people of the leader. According to God's timeline, if you understand just God's timeline just for a moment, you'll understand that Israel needed to become a nation. That happened in 1948. Then the Bible says that the people are the northern Jews, or the Jews from the north, needed to come back to their home city. That happened. They came back to Jerusalem in 2002. More than 1.2 million Jews came back. Are you guys with me? Are you understanding? Now, right now, Israel is the center of the earth. Everything is about it's Israel. Israel is geographically the center. Why is it the center? Because it's the place that Jesus is going to rule from. So when He comes back, the second coming, not the rapture, the second coming, when Jesus comes back at the second coming, what you will find, He's going to go back to Jerusalem, because He said it. He said, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. And on that day, nobody will be able to say, this is not the Messiah. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that He's the Lord. So if you look at all of these things, there is so much stuff. I'll get into the scripture now. You have to understand that what is happening is that Israel is the focus. And what we need to see is that we need to see the nations around the Ukraine, or the nations around basically Israel, which is all Muslim states, by the way, which doesn't like Israel very much. We need to see a coalition happening. And when that coalition happens, we have our 10 nation state as prophesied through the prophet Daniel. Now listen, I'll stop. I won't go too much into eschatology because I want to go somewhere else this morning. Before all of these things can happen, the coming of the Lord must take place. So we are not, the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verse number 1, in the last days, the word last days, there's a Greek word eschatos. The word eschatos is the Greek word, that's the word eschatos. We are not in the last days. We are in the last breaths of the last breaths of the last breaths. That's where we are. And when we reveal these things, it's not for you to be as scared. It's for you to become urgent in serving the Lord. The Bible says, as you see the day approaching, fear the Lord. The Bible says, as you see the day approaching, encourage one another and say, leave all things and serve the Lord. The Bible says people in this hour, you know, one of the greatest excuses, and it freaks me out completely, is that people have excuses in this hour not to serve the Lord. They say, no, I must go there to visit my dead uncle, and I must go there, and I must go there, and I must go there. I must go and visit my brother and visit my sister. Do you know that Jesus actually said that in the Bible? It said there'll come a people that have excuses all the time why not to serve Him. But the King is coming. But before He comes, He gave you something. Say of me, He gave me something. No, let me reword it. Apologies, Holy Spirit. He gave me someone. Jesus came full of the Holy Spirit, full of power. He came with one mission and one mission only, to say, He started His mission with the word, repent. How's that for a first sermon? Repent. The word re means former, the word repent means stop. In other words, get back to the top. Get back to the original design. Get back to the original mandate. Repent. And so the Bible says that day, oh, as you sit here this morning, Christians, that day He walked into that Jordan River. The Bible says He got baptized by John. Isaiah happened and God fulfilled. But the Bible says God rented the heavens. The Spirit of the Lord descended. It rested upon Jesus. And Jesus started to walk under an open heaven. As you sit here this morning as a Christian, as a believer, you have to understand you are a walking, talking, open heaven. Oh, come on. Is there someone that understands what I'm saying? The Holy Spirit is too good to be kept by you. Let me say that again. He is too good to be kept inside of us. No, we need to take every and every opportunity we can to give as much of Him away. Every sick person needs to know that we have a God inside of us. Even every demonized person in our midst needs to know that we have a Holy Spirit inside of us. Every business meeting we get into needs to know that we have a Holy Spirit inside of us. Our managers need to know that we have a Holy Spirit inside of us. Come on. We are the people that shake another kingdom. Oh, we are the people of the kingdom of God. Can I have an amen for that, please? And so the Bible says, Jesus says, wait, 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 wait in Jerusalem. Wait, wait, wait. Why in Jerusalem? Because it's where it's going down. Wait, wait in Jerusalem until you receive power from on high. The word power is the Greek word dunamis. The word dunamis is the word dynamite. Explosive power. Now, this is something I want you to get. For a dynamite to explode, it needs only fire. Now, isn't it amazing that the Bible says He came to baptize you in the Holy Ghost and with? He gave you both ingredients to be explosive. It says, wait in Jerusalem until you are endued. The word endued means this, to dress yourself like a jacket. To be dressed in. That's the word endued. Endued from a power from above. Luke 24:49. And the Bible says they were in one accord in one place. In other words, they were making the same sound as in Genesis chapter number 28. In Genesis chapter number 28, please listen to me. In Genesis chapter number 28, men came together and men said, we are talking the same language. So we will build a tower for us from the earth to the heavens up. Right? That's what they said. And God came down and God said, if I don't mix these people language, they will be able to do whatever they imagine. And then God dispersed their language. So in Genesis chapter number 28, if I'm right, it was man's attempt to reach heaven. Acts chapter number 2 is heaven's final attempt to reach the earth. And then God gave. Listen, the Bible is shadows and types. Whatever happens in the old gets fulfilled in the new. Are you with me? Oh, come on, say amen. Okay, now, please listen. So then we see the Bible say this, shadows and types. Then in the New Testament, they are together in one place, in one accord, and suddenly. The Spirit of the Lord descended in Acts chapter number 2 in that upper room. And then the Bible says they received new tongues. Are you there? The Bible describes it like this. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. And suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. And then the Bible says, tongues of fire came and rest upon each of them. So Jesus Christ gave you the Holy Spirit, but then after He gave you the Holy Spirit, He gave you a single language back. How do I know? In John chapter number 17, He says it. It says, Father, that they may be one as we are one. That they may love one another as You have loved Me. So that I may be in them and them may be in Me. So that the whole world that know that they are My disciples by the way they love one another. The language of the church is the love for the people. The culture of the church is the power of God. The mission of the church is to infiltrate the world. Oh no, you didn't understand what I just said there. The power of the church is the Holy Ghost. The language of the church is the love of God. He didn't come to set up Christianity. He came for the kingdom, and that kingdom He wants. Oh, come on, are you guys with me? Oh, please just clap. Just give Him a praise report or something. Listen, let me say it like this. You know what gives me hope? You must excuse me this morning. I feel like I'm light. It feels like a fire burning on my inside. In Acts chapter number 4, verse number 13, this is what gives me hope. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. See, what makes you different? Matthew 6:6 makes you different. Go into your bedroom and close your door and pray unto your Father which is unseen. And your Father which is unseen sees what you do in secret. And your Father that is unseen will reward you openly. Because it's as you come out of that bedroom. I don't know if I have closet people here this morning. As you come out of that bedroom, the Bible says wherever you walk, you become a kingdom citizen. Wherever you go, you have the ability to cast out devils. You have the ability to raise the dead. You have the ability to heal the sick. You have the ability to let the kingdom come. Why? You have been in your bedroom with the Lord. Oh, this is the hour where God is calling Christians back to intimacy, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Tell me on the word, Matthew 6:6. Dunamis, we have received power. Jesus says this in John 20:22. Listen to me. Jesus says this. Listen, church. We cannot be a people that are blind in this hour. You received too good teaching in this place to be blind. I'm telling you as a fact, the world is not falling out of pieces, it's falling into place. The Bible says, no man can escape the hour. We are in it. But not in it to be conquered, we are in it to win it. Now let me say that again. Are you in this world to be won by this world? Or are you in this world because you are not of this world, because you belong to another world which you are a citizen from, and because you are a citizen of the kingdom of heaven, you have all the rights and privileges of the kingdom of heaven? And the last time I checked, oh come on, am I the only one? There's no sickness in heaven. There's no poverty in heaven. There's no pain in heaven. There's nothing but God and His glory and His power and His angels. Oh, come on. We have to be a people in this hour that are filled with the Holy Ghost. I want to be filled because I'm saying to myself, yesterday I cried in my prayer closet. I said, Lord, do more with me. You have to do more with me. Lord, do more of me. Fill me with fire. Fill me with Your Holy Ghost. Do more of me. It said it's going to cost, son. I said, I know, but do more of me. Lord, there's too many people that are following me. Lord, do more of me. Lord, if you did it through Peter, that his shadow could touch people. If you did it through Paul, that his handkerchief could heal demons. Lord, do it with me. Isn't there some people that are like that this morning? That say, Lord, do it with me. Here I am. Do it with me. Come on, where is the Isaiahs and the Peters and the James and the Johns? It says, Lord, here am I. I am undone. Oh. Are you like that this morning? Are you saying, Lord, I am the Isaiah of my time. I am the Hezekiah of my time. I am the Peter of my time. I am the Paul of my time. I am the John of my time. I am the, come on. Are you the Daniel? Are you the Joseph? Come on, the Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The Bible says he's not a respecter of people. Are you the one? Are you the one? Are you the one that Jesus will use? Are you the one that will save your family? Are you the one that will turn everything around? Come on, are you the one? Give Jesus some praise, come on. Come on, church, give Jesus some praise. Give Jesus some praise. Give Jesus some praise. Give Jesus some praise. Are you the one? Are you the one? And Jesus said in John 20, verses 22, you must get ready. We're going to lay hands on you this morning. Let me give you a prophetic word for Ukraine. You will see God help. Yesterday as I was praying, and we'll pray this morning as well as the Spirit leads. But I can tell you, God will help. But it's not falling out of place, it's falling into place. Because the Father is sending the Son back. You know why the devil is freaked out? Because he knows he cannot escape the epoch of God. What is the epoch of God? The time of God. You that sit here, you don't have time. You're already in eternity. The only thing that keeps you from eternity is the shell that you sit in. You're going to lay that shell down. But the Spirit of the Lord is already inside of you. If the Spirit of the Lord is inside of you, you're already an eternal being. Time has got nothing to do with you. Amen. So the only one that's getting afraid currently is the devil, because he's checking all the signs. Everything is happening exactly like. So they are waiting for the trumpet. You know what I want to be busy doing when the trumpet sounds? I want to be busy saving people. I want to be exactly at the place that he placed me more than 17 years ago. He placed me north of the mountain, and here you will find me serving him with passion and purpose and vigor, and we will save as many as we can. And when the trumpet sounds, I'll say, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, my God, my healer, my redeemer, my savior, my covenant keeper. Oh, come on. Are you like me? Are you the faithful people? Are you the ones that say, Lord, you will find me exactly where you place me in this hour? Come on. I am telling you the truth. You will see signs and wonders and miracles upon miracles in your family. This is the hour where God will move extravagantly on your behalf. Come on, church, give Jesus some praise. Oh, so potterebish. Jesus said in John 20, 22, you can say this pastor is, or prophet is mad. I am. There's a zeal I cannot tell you. I cannot tell you from last week's Sunday. There's a zeal that is bubbling on my inside the whole time. It's like I see this, I see the signs, I read my Bible, I study my Bible. My task is to be a shepherd. The Bible says I must lead my sheep. The Bible says I must protect my sheep. The Bible says every person that follows me is my people. I will protect you with my life. It will be my highest honor if you ask for my life for your name's sake. I tell you, for his name's sake, I will not be a vagabond. I will not run away. I will stand in this hour and I will protect my people that are following me across this nation. Why? He's coming. Hirelings run. Sons do not run. I have not received a spirit of fear, but one of love, power, and a sound mind. God said to me yesterday afternoon, he said to me, I'm raising up 100 millionaires afresh and anew in your church. The Lord said to me, 100 new millionaires will come in this place. And if that's you, you should have snatched that and you should have jumped up. Be a son, be a daughter, amen. It's the highest thing we can do. John 20:22. Oh, Jesus says he took his disciples and with that he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. What was he doing? What was Jesus doing? What was he doing? He was doing what he did in Genesis. Read Genesis 2:7. It says this. Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into him the breath of life. What was Jesus doing? Aiden, come stay with me, son. What was Jesus doing? He was taking Peter. He was taking John. He was taking James. What was he doing? He was restoring the original design. He was restoring the original mandate. He was restoring how he made us before we ever sinned. He was restoring. He said, Peter, come here. Receive. And Peter, on the inside, suddenly had a new power, had a new fire. And from that day, he changed into the other man. By the power of God. Oh, come on, are you there? Oh, receive. The word receive there means, re means again, sieve means conduit. In other words, Jesus, the word receive, very simple in Greek and Hebrew. It means you had him once, have him again. Oh, no. Do you understand what I'm saying? You have the ability. If you spend enough time and you make Jesus famous in your life, in other words, if you serve the Lord of all of your heart, do you understand how much power you carry? Do you understand that the Godhead split? In other words, no, let me reword it. That was theologically incorrect, so cut that part of the sermon. The Father sits on the throne. On his right hand is the Son. Both of them is in heaven right now. The Son sits as our representative. The Spirit of the Lord, the third part of the Trinity, is on the earth for us. I'll speak more about that tonight. Now, I want to ask you a question. If God put God inside of us, what devil can stop God having communion with himself inside of you? Come on. We're making the devil big. I tell you, you have a big God and a small, fired angel. Are you with me? I put this one in because God said this to me. I must give you two prophetic things today. Healing is given by God to restore his people so that they can stay longer on the earth, to keep on dominating the earth. You see, why will God give a healing program if he doesn't want you to stay here? He doesn't need you in heaven. He wants you here. Why? Because as long as you are there, as long as you sit in that business meeting, you can let the kingdom come. As long as you are a doctor, as long as you're doing medicine, you can let the kingdom come. Being a teacher, what can you do? You can let the kingdom come. As a mom, you can let the kingdom come. You can prophesy with those children of yours. As a wife, you can let the kingdom come. That is why He gave a healing program. He wants you to stay here as long as what you can. And I pray that the evangelists will arise. I pray that you will arise in this hour like no other time, that you'll heal the sick, that we raise the dead, that we set the captives free, and see, come see a man. Oh, come and give Jesus some praise. Listen, I'll say this last one, then I'll want to call you out. The faith of Satan is money. Whenever God takes Satan's territory, He gives money to the church. Let me say it again. The faith of Satan is money. Whenever God takes territory back, He gives money to His people. This is the hour. As you stay obedient to God, as I stay obedient to God, I tell you, we will see God taking Satan's money, the money of the unjust. He'll take that. He'll put it into the hands of His people. And He'll say, let my kingdom come. Everything is about the kingdom. Are you guys there? Everything is about the kingdom. Everything. And so this morning we want to pray for you. And I want to make sure you get filled with the Holy Ghost. And everybody that's online, guys, all the people watching us from far, all the people, every single person, you have to get filled with the Holy Spirit. I cannot allow any person. Look, the church is absolutely packed. Online, we have many people following us. I cannot allow any person not to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Why? The hour that we are in is too urgent. I told you about my dream in the beginning of the year. I told you in the beginning of the year, I'll tell you again. The beginning of the year, I had a dream. And in this dream, I was standing with my team of people, and I saw people coming down the river, and I knew they were the unsaved. And as they were rolling down this river, I could catch them and throw them to the side. And then I saw more and more of my team members started to throw, the pastor started, we started to throw people like this. But then I looked up, and I saw, but there was a vast amount of people not coming. And I saw people starting to leave the river. In other words, people that should have been there while we're not there anymore. And then I saw in the dream how the amounts of people that are coming down is too much for us to handle. And then I woke up with the scripture in my heart, God, you are Lord of the harvest. Send us laborers of the harvest. Because there's so many people that need to get saved right now. We cannot do it alone. Are you there? We need laborers. We need people to help us. Are you guys with me? Are you there? And that is why if you look around you, Jesus says, do not be afraid, little ones. Because the kingdom of God, it was God's joy to give you the kingdom. So we should not look around us and be afraid. We should look within ourselves and not be ashamed. And so this morning, What I want to do, I want to lay my hands upon you. Because, and when we anoint you with oil this morning, the oil is not the Holy Spirit. It is the symbol of the Holy Spirit. Are you guys there? It is a symbol. It is a symbol of what He wants to do. So we can't give you the oil and say the oil is it. No. The oil is a symbol of the person that Jesus gave us. Jesus gave us a person. His name is Holy Spirit. And all the saints have to be filled of Him. Are you there? Save me fresh oil. Save me again. Fresh oil. Do you and are you willing to receive fresh oil? And I want to pray for that this morning. I'm going to make that invitation as the pastors that come out so long. I want to ask every single person here this morning, if you say to me this morning, Gebhard, we came, I want to receive fresh oil, then this morning is your time and your hour. We're going to lay hands on you quickly, rapidly, because I believe even as we lay hands, there will be people that will receive healing in their bodies instantaneously. Come on, are you with me? Are you there, church? So I want us, everybody, lift your hands quickly. Let me pray for you that your hearts are ready. And I'm going to deal with everybody online and then I'll come and pray. Father, I want to pray across this auditorium right now for fresh oil to come upon your people as they respond. In Jesus' name, amen. I want the congregation to respond. If you are saying, I want fresh oil this morning, then pastors, you can start to pray, lay hands. Volunteers, we need your assistance very quickly. We need your assistance. Everybody online, I want you to comment right now to say with me, fresh oil. We need fresh oil.